listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney from the nation's capital in Washington, D.C.
We're back. We're joined, as we have the privilege of being each week, by Diana West, a longtime syndicated columnist and now a superb blogger at dianawest.net, the author of two best-selling books, one on the subject of the death of the grown-up, the other on American Betrayal, the Secret Assault on Our Nation's Character. Diana West, it's so good to have you with us. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, thank you. Wonderful to be with you, Frank.
Good. Listen, I'm mulling an issue that I suspect has dawned on you as a student of both American culture and society more generally, and of course, the threat posed to it by what Andy McCarthy calls Sharia supremacism. And I'd like to connect some dots here, Diana, and just get your thoughts on it. Of course, there's a great deal of interest in and concern about the abuse of women by men in various positions, journalists, celebrities, politicians, notably John Conyers of Michigan just resigned from the House over the scandal that he's been implicated in. And yet, it does seem to me as though this institution known as Sharia has gotten almost completely a pass from feminists and others concerned about all of this kind of, misogyny, I guess is the technical term for it. What are your thoughts about the fact that this doctrine, this supremacist doctrine, really seems to institutionalize abuse of women, sexual abuse and physical abuse and the rest?
Well, Frank, you are trying to pull the curtain off on that man at the controls in terms of attempting to apply across the board morality and principle to this ongoing scandal climate. I mean, I think what you're really saying is that if the public sphere, the public square was truly concerned about the abuse of women, that we would be seeing an outcry against the institutionalized abuse of women that is codified by Islam. So you're absolutely right to bring that giant hypocrisy to the fore here. And I think it's also an important thing to keep in mind when we look at these fires of scandal consuming certain people and not others. There is a sense in which this is perhaps a controlled burn. I mean, we're also only seeing stories, for the most part, that do involve victims, adult victims, for the most part. James Levine has recently been let go or put on some kind of leave after revelations of a young man, now a 48-year-old man, who was a child, when he claims he was molested by Levine. But that's almost by the by and doesn't seem to be really connected with this particular vector of scandal.
But you're suggesting that there's a lot more of that probably going on than we've seen light of to date, but it's just not getting the attention that it deserves, as well as that afflicted on adults.
Right. Well, we know that. We know that also from Capitol Hill Page scandals, whereby we have seen this. We've seen stories discussed about Pentagon analysts, you know, with porn, all kinds of porn on their machines going back 10, 20 years. We've seen these kinds of reports come forward. We have not seen the kind of, you know, intense five-alarm fires burning across the board here. We're seeing a selectivity. A lot of these people are at the end of their careers, right? I mean, Matt Lauer's No Spring Chicken. John Conyers certainly has been around since practically the Communist Revolution, which was another part of his background. What I'm saying is that there is selectivity, there is hypocrisy. Islam should be first and foremost in the minds of anyone who has a mother, wife, or sister, or daughter, and wants to protect them from such abuse.
And to be specific about the kinds of abuse that are actually, if not obligatory, certainly have been condoned historically by Sharia supremacists, are things like wife beating, marital rape, female genital mutilation, child rape, child marriage. Diana, what is it that is causing that curtain to remain unparted as you see it?
Well, I think that this is, in a sense, as I said, a kind of a controlled burn. You can't control everything, but this is, I'm feeling very manipulated in certain sense, the way it becomes almost entertaining. It becomes a matter of bread and circuses. We are looking at this, we are consumed by this, or at least the media is, and that's what we look at, whereby there's all manner of either much more serious female abuse the world over, including in this country where female genital mutilation is on the rise, etc. And yet we are being almost fed this steady diet of scandal. And look at our institutions. You know, our institutions are self-immolating from their own corruption. So we're looking at, you know, are we really paying enough attention to what's even more important than whether, you know, the casting couch in Hollywood is a, you know, a public menace? I mean, this important, but is it the most important thing?
That's a really important insight. And I just want to tie in a related one, which is that our ability to speak about such things when it comes to Sharia specifically is under assault, as we discussed a lot. Elizabeth Sabadish Wolf, friend of yours and mine, a very courageous woman from Austria, has been in town lately and has been raising and warning about what's happening in Europe as a precursor, a forecast, if you will, of what is certainly going to happen here, if not arguably, it's already occurring here. Talk a little bit about Elizabeth's travails and her insights.
Yes, well, Elizabeth is a great lady, and we owe her a debt of gratitude for taking the trouble to come here and try to tell our lawmakers, try to tell our thought leaders what has happened to Europe, which she considers essentially to be lost. The Islamization of Europe, of her own country, Austria, other countries in particularly Western Europe, after these decades now of the Hijra, the Islamic migration, is such that it is nearly impossible to imagine these countries reclaiming their cultures and their traditions and ever reconstituting themselves as the European nations that we grew up either visiting if we were lucky or reading about. And she is here to try to tell us that the same fate is ours if we do not take care and begin to essentially follow the agenda that Donald Trump ran on as president, which involved a serious halt or slowdown, certainly of Islamic immigration, Sharia adherents, as we often speak of them, people who come from these cultures and bring them with them. This would be not just Sharia. This is the violence, the abuse of women that we were talking about, the abuse of animals. We're seeing an awful lot of that coming out of either Islamic or other third world immigration. It just seems to be picking up like crazy. And I know this was always a terrible thing that our troops had to deal with when they fought in the Islamic world. There were great tensions between Americans, for example, and Afghan troops that were discussed over abuse of dogs, if you can imagine these sorts of things. So this is what Elizabeth is here to do. She's here to encourage us to continue speaking. People are afraid. We have our First Amendment, which she would like to see replicated in Europe. She and Geert Wilders have often spoke to this. However, we don't use it as well as they do. And this has always been the paradox that struck me for at least 10 years now, that while the Europeans, like Geert Wilders and Elizabeth, do not have First Amendment protections, they speak as God created them, as freely as they wish. And whereas we have these protections, and very few people in America, certainly in our political class, ever exercise them. So these are the kinds of things Elizabeth is doing.
I think exercise is such an important verb in that context, because it is like a muscle that will atrophy if you don't use it, especially when Sharia supremacists and their enablers on the left are working assiduously to do in our society, notwithstanding the First Amendment, exactly what they've accomplished in Europe. Indeed, they're extending European laws here through, you know, Google and Twitter and Facebook and the like. There's so much more to talk about in all these counts. Diana, I look forward to doing so with you next week. In the meantime, thank you so much for your contributions to our understanding of them today, and we'll look forward to talking with you then. Chris Farrell from the superb Judicial Watch organization joins us. He'll talk about America's deep state operating in Latin America and Hillary Clinton's campaign doing business as Robert Mueller's investigation. That and more straight ahead.